The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
Which fictional sporting event would you have most liked to attend?
And now,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
We go with Sizz.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Sweep the leg.
Everybody can change.
What's the name?
Right off the bat,
that is fictional.
That is fictional.
I agree.
Earlier on the show, former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett, two-time World Series champion David Wells, still to come, Bucks running back Leonard Fournette, and now it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air right here on Peacock and Sirius XM Channel 85 and this terrestrial radio affiliate on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network coast to coast. It is our final hour of the week. We are going to be off tomorrow, not just the royal we, me, but all of us. Brockman, you're off to the Big Slick Charity tournament and a fundraiser in Kansas City.
Right. The come say hi.
The quintet of Messrs. Rudd, Riggle, Stone Street, Koechner, and Sudeikis go back to their hometown and make as much money as they possibly can for Children's Mercy Hospital there in Kansas City. It's a beautiful event, and it's just a lot of fun, and You are going tonight and hanging out there all week. That's going to be a lot of fun. I am heading off on the weekend to take my kids to camp.
Nice.
And, all right. So I'll be spending my birthday tomorrow on a flight to Boston. Won't that be just great?
I'll probably be in Tarzana roaming around.
Oh, is that right?
At some point this weekend, if anyone
looking for
on Ventura Boulevard.
Looking for more pendants that you can wear on the show?
You know, maybe trying to find a good auto body shop. You never know.
Okay. Oh, is that you got front-ended, right?
Man, yeah.
There's somebody backing up into your car.
The person
forgot that they put it in reverse at the red light and thought they were just going straight, and then boom, just hit
his
you.
His explanation was he wanted to switch lanes. Which
what?
I don't know why you'd have to, like,
go in reverse to switch lanes?
Yeah, so.
That is an unsatisfactory answer.
That's how my back feels right now. Very unsatisfactory. So.
Leonard Fournette's going to be joining us here on the show. Biggest news of the day, without a doubt, is that Arch Manning has chosen University of Texas to ply his collegiate football craft.
Yes, indeed.
I don't think people understand how massive this is.
This is a massive.
This is massive. Yeah. Like the most anticipated college recruitment probably in the last 15, 20 years. Obviously, the lineage there, being the nephew of Peyton and Eli. Everyone wondering where he was going to go. Was it going to be Ole Miss? LSU was in the mix. Georgia was in the mix. And to go to Texas, what a coup for Steve Sarkisian, Matthew McConaughey,
and that's right,
and all the other Longhorns. Like, this is massive, especially with UT now joining the SEC. It's just going to be awesome.
When do they join the SEC? Is it not next year, but the year after?
Right. He still has one more year of high school, obviously. He's going.
So the year that they go into the SEC is the year he arrives.
Right.
He will usher Texas into the SEC. Is that what it is?
I think so. And he already projected to be the number one pick in the 2026 NFL draft. You know, the first year that he would be eligible. I mean, anything less than a national championship
Heisman
and a Heisman trophy, I think, will be a disappointment in the Arch Manning Longhorns era. It's a pretty big deal, pretty big news.
2025 is when they join the SEC.
Okay, great.
So it'll be his, what? It'll be, if he's next year.
That'll be his sophomore
year.
At UT.
And then he'll come out after his junior year. He'll be the number one pick. Yep. And then,
I don't know. Don't the Mannings stay all four?
Don't they normally do
that? Well, the lure might be too much.
I would say not anymore, Rich. Yeah. I can't wait to see what his NIL deal is going to be. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a high school NIL deal this year for his senior season.
Can you do that?
I think you're old. I think you can.
That's what Chris and I were. I've already said that might keep him in school that extra year for his senior year because
he'll make more.
Made so much money in his NIL deal that taking a rookie NFL contract would be financially a step down.
Pay cut. We'll see.
What's the difference? So Tennessee orange is much more bright than the burnt of Texas, right?
A little bit brighter.
Can we do Cooper Manning a favor and say he's Cooper's son?
Sure.
Instead of Eli and Peyton's nephew.
Sure.
Yeah. We can do that because we know the Manning family.
Identify him as Cooper's kid? Can we do that?
How about Archie's grandson?
Archie's grandson is great. And Peyton and Eli's nephew is great too.
Right.
But, you know.
This is Cooper's kid.
Cooper's kid. Cooper. As they refer to him in that family.
The funniest Manning.
Cooper.
Funniest Manning.
The funniest Manning is Cooper?
Oh, I think that.
I mean, he snuck his way into the Halle Berry J.B. Smoove commercials, right?
Cooper Manning's pretty funny.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. And I remember the night that Archie Manning got the award for the Pat Summerall Award for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I hosted that night. At the Super Bowl. I think it was a Super Bowl in New Orleans. I think it was the year. Yeah, that's what it was. The year of the Har Bowl. And he received the Pat Summerall Award, Archie Manning did. And I just remember all three of his sons speaking first. And I just remember Eli and Peyton deferring to Cooper Manning because he's the oldest.
He's the oldest, yeah.
And so let's defer as well.
Okay.
You know? Let's make sure he's taken care of.
I just now bought 3 Arch Manning football cards. Okay.
Did you really?
Well, remember Brockman last year?
Did you really?
I know you were
how
on
much,
last year.
How much
too.
Are they going for right now?
They're relatively cheap now, so I'd say get them while you can.
Get them while you can.
Because this.
But what is a card of him? Of him as what?
Is it a high school card?
Well, there's one. There's a football. He also has a basketball card.
Oh, my gosh.
Arch driving to the rim, driving to the hole. So.
I love the idea of, like, these big-time coaches going to a small gym in Louisiana to watch Arch play basketball when they're trying to get him to play football.
A Newman High School football card? Yeah. Is there such a thing? Come on, guys. Really? And so one day...
It's a hot shots prospect is what the card is.
So he's going to start... His first year is going to be the 2023 season, Texas season?
24. He's a senior coming up.
Senior coming up. So it's a 2024 season. So you're hoping this cashes in the 2027 NFL draft?
26.
Oh, okay.
Or the 46 Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Well, somebody knows how to perform successfully in the Southeastern Conference in football. Now in the National Football League. I believe this is year 6 for him coming up in the NFL. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Fans phone line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Leonard Fournette. How you doing, Leonard? You there, Leonard? Uh-oh. Boy, we've been having phone issues all day today. We good? Going to pop him back on hold?
It says that he's connected. Hold on a second.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'll put him back on hold if you don't mind, please, and figure this thing out. Jay, thank you so much. Boy, Adam's having a rough day back there. What's going on? Normally just sits back there and stares at the wall.
What's wrong with you, man? Okay.
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? That's what you're saying.
Okay.
Let me just repeat that. What is wrong with me? Really? Are we good, Chris?
No, we're not good. His person's trying to connect him. She's unclear what's going on, so she's efforting.
Okay. So the words that Adam popped in that says Leonard on
was a lie.
Is not correct.
That's not Adam's fault. I'm sure he was told that Leonard was on.
Well, I mean, it's got to be somebody's fault, Chris. I mean,
I'm just saying it's not Adam's.
Well, I mean, Chris Long once, our former head of DirecTV,
yes.
Chris Long, I once had to go shoot something for BKB Boxing.
Yes.
I was the producer, not the cinematographer.
Okay.
We got a shot back. And Chris didn't like the shot. And guess who got reamed out for 20 minutes?
You.
Because he goes, you're the producer. This is your shoot. And basically, was I had it, to accept that the butt.
Were you wrong?
Well, no, I mean, it was.
Was
not
he
my,
wrong?
I mean, yeah, I wasn't the one with the camera, but
don't you have to? You
but
have to
I
check
was the
shot.
Producer, so you know.
All right, let's give it a number two. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is Leonard Fournette. How are you, Leonard?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Hey, Lombardi Lenny.
Yeah, what nickname do you like the best, Leonard, out of all the Lenny stuff? Which one do you like the best?
Man, at this point, it don't matter, man. People call me Lenny, Playoff Lenny, Lombardi Lenny. I got all types of names, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, I would assume Lombardi Lenny has to be your favorite, right? That's got to be your favorite.
Yeah, definitely. Earned the trophy with that, helped my team win the championship, so that name is definitely legendary around here in Tampa.
Okay, I like that very much. So, Leonard, one of my favorite, stories that I've heard in the past several months, I'll be honest, was the story that you received a text from Tom Brady when you were on a free agent's visit to New England. Is that a true story, the text that he sent you while you were on
Yeah, that's true.
So can you tell that story, Leonard, about that from your perspective?
Nah, so, at this moment, at this time, I was a free agent. Didn't know if I was going to return back to the Bucs or not. Future was uncertain, so I just went around shopping, see what teams had in store for me. And when I went up to New England, he texted me. He's like, "Man, what's your ass doing up there? Hey, man, just shopping around, trying to see what's good for me, trying to see what's available for me and myself, to provide for my family." And he was like, "Man, I'll call you back." So next thing you know, Tampa called me with an offer.
So, did Tom Brady call like Jason Light and the Buccaneers and say, "You got to get in gear here because we're not losing Leonard to my former team"? Did that happen? You think, Leonard?
I don't think it was just about the former team. I think it's about just me not being out with him. To be honest.
He's got juice. He's got juice. There's no question about that. And now he's got you. So what was your opinion of going elsewhere potentially affected by Brady retiring and then unretiring in any way, shape, or form, Leonard?
I would have to see. Right now I'm my career that I'm older. Mm-hmm. I have a family. I took last two seasons, took 1-year deals, and I wanted to do what's best for myself and for my family. And at that time, I was getting calls from all over. And it just made sense to come back since Tom came back, because as a unit, we've been through it from the playoffs to the Super Bowl. Why not? It just made perfect sense to me. And also, my family, we love Tampa, we love Florida, and I've been in Florida my whole football career. I love tax-free. So it just made sense.
Okay. So it made sense in that regard. And, you were the one who scored the touchdown to tie the game against the Rams in a remarkable comeback contest in the divisional round last year. And the sense was that Brady just didn't want to leave it at that. What sense did you have after scoring that touchdown and then...
Well, after the game, we all, we had got our emotions out, things like that. And me and Tom was just texting, I say, a week later. And I'm just telling him, like, damn, man, we left so much on the field, as a unit. Like, we could have easily won that game. And, and he agreed with me. And I was like, and I was just telling him, man, like, we can't go out like that, I don't want to have you go out like that. Your legacy is online. We all have legacies, but at the end of the day, this game is about winning. So I'm glad he came back. This is Super Bowl or nothing right now. That's the mindset. So that's the goal. And that feeling, just knowing that a couple of years ago we won it with each other, man, it's not like it. So I'm trying to get that feeling back.
And so is this a sense that this is a 1-year window for the gang to get back together, for the band to get back together? Do you have that sense, Leonard?
Man, you can say that. Yeah, you can say that. We know our goal, we know what we want. So just working our tails off right now to get to where we want. Right now, it's going to be starting with training camp. You know, we're familiar with the offense, familiar with our teams, our coaches. So it's all about competing. It's all about getting better, and that's what we're going to do.
How is anything different with Bowles now running the show and Bruce Arians retired, Leonard?
Not really different, man. You know, I've always loved Coach Bowles, even when I played against him when he was at the head coach at the Jets. And he's always been a stand-up guy, a tremendous guy, and I love playing for him.
And were you surprised that Arians stepped down and retired, Leonard?
Yes, I was. It was very unexpected. Nobody was expecting that at all.
So you just did you find out on a text from Arians? You just looked down at your phone, and is that how you found out about his retirement?
Yeah, I think he texted me a couple of minutes before and told me he was stepping down. And you know, me and him, you know, at first we had like a rocky relationship, but he's one of the best coaches I've been around. You know, so he's a stand-up guy, hard-nosed, old-school coach. So I love everything about him.
What did you say? When you first started, you had a what relationship with him when you first got there?
It was rocky because, you know, I wasn't starting, and like everybody knows the story. When he came to me on the plane, he's like, "Man, what do you want, man? Like, I don't want to release you, but if you want me to release you, I would." You know, he's just like, "You're going to be a part of something special." And, you know, that's all that happened. I got myself together, and we won the Super Bowl.
Leonard Fournette here on the Rich Eisen Show. A few more minutes with the star running back of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here on the program. Gronk's retirement, do you think that there could be maybe a phone call lobbed in by Tom or you or anyone else during the season, and maybe he runs it back one more time, or you think that's it for him? What do you think, Leonard?
Nah, just know I will be calling his phone 24/7, playoffs, regular season. We're going to need Gronk, man. Gronk, he's special to our program, man, to the team, to that locker room. I mean, his energy, his vibe, man. Who wouldn't want to have him as a teammate? He's a great guy, and I love Gronk.
So do you think he would be open to that still, or what's your sense? What's your sixth sense on that? Leonard,
I don't know, but the playoff Lenny in me wants to see. I hope he does.
I bet so. Where have I found you? Where are you? Are you at a? It sounds like you're in an airport. Are you in an airport? Where are you?
No, actually, I'm golfing out here in Toronto. Just finished a meeting.
Okay, so look, I don't want to take you from that too much. I'd rather get you back on another time. Yeah. But I don't want to.
When they told me you want to talk to me, I said, "Man, why not?"
I appreciate that.
I said, "Man, Rich been good to me since I was in college."
I appreciate that.
Came up for me saying, "I should not play another down in college," so I love Rich.
By the way, that was true. That was true. I mean, that is no lie. I believed every word I said, and you know. A 1,000,000%. So have you heard that Arch Manning, that Peyton's nephew and Eli's nephew, Cooper's, he's going to Texas? Did you hear that?
He's going to Texas. So if you know, the main recruiting guy over there at Texas is Brandon Harris, LSU's old quarterback, my old teammate.
Okay. All right. Have you been contacted by Brian Kelly at all? Have you connected with the new coach there at LSU? Leonard?
I've talked to him when I went up there and seen Coach Frank Wilson, which was my running back coach there and my recruiter there. I haven't talked to him in years. So it was great being back up there at LSU, just talking to him.
What would your NIL deal have looked at LSU, Leonard? Do you ever think about that?
So I was telling my parents about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the face of for college for a minute, you know what I mean? And especially LSU at the program I was playing at. So easily, you know, I'll say now, and I'm looking at the deals these kids getting now, I probably would have been over, probably would have made over $10 million in college.
Whoa. Man.
So you think it would have been that much, huh? Damn, man. That's a that.
Definitely. You got to understand, I was the number one player coming into college at a high school. You know, my freshman year, I did okay. But, man, that sophomore season I had, over 1,000 rushing yards in 5 games. I mean, I was going crazy, man. And they already had these little signs with my beard and my braces I had all around the stadium. So I definitely got paid a lot.
I bet, you know. And would you have if there was no backlash or blowback? Would you have sat out an entire year because you've already done it? Like, would you have done something like that if you could have done it that year?
Yeah, I would have. I wouldn't have changed anything I did. I think this is my dedication for the game. You know, I kept playing on a hurt ankle.
Right.
You know, and when it was time to make a business decision, but not just for myself, for my family, I had to just call it, and it was done. I kept on the hurt ankle, and I received a lot of backlash. I think I was the first player to ever do that.
No doubt. And then McCaffrey didn't play at his bowl game, and everybody was saying that's a red flag. And now, you know, you're seeing that more often. And I can't criticize anybody for doing that. Zero. Period.
Definitely. I think it's what, you know, I think about the running back that plays for South Carolina. Who was his name, Rich?
The South Carolina running back?
21.
I remember Jalen Smith, you know, obviously for Notre Dame, you know.
It started with an L.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but remember Marcus Lattimore.
Marcus Lattimore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Marcus Lattimore, man. He hurt his knee. Yeah. And, he was projected for first round. Then he got hurt and everything changed, you know?
Mm-hmm. And now look at you, playoff Lenny, Lombardi Lenny, getting texts from Tom Brady saying, what's your ass doing up there? You didn't show that text to Belichick, did you?
Yes, Leonard,
you didn't show that text to Belichick before you left town, did you?
No, I didn't. No.
All right, go back to your golf game. I don't want to interrupt it. What is your golf? What does a Leonard Fournette golf game look like?
Oh, man, listen, I'm on the beginner stage right now. Okay. I'm really a bowler, you know, but I have to compete against Tom. So he told me to step my game up, so that's what I'm doing. I'm practicing for when I run into him.
Okay, or the next match will be you and Brady, right? Let's get it. And like and Rodgers has got to get like Aaron Jones or something, right? Like a quarterback running back competition.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Yes, sir, definitely.
Okay. Leonard, I really appreciate you taking the time. Look for my call again. I always love it chatting with you, and let's do it. Training camp and a little bit beyond too. Thanks for your time.
Let's do it. No problem.
Go hit him straight.
Once again, always.
Right back at you. That's Leonard Fournette, one of our favorites here on the Rich Eisen Show, joining us, stepping out of a golf game.
His sophomore year of college at LSU.
Stupid.
So he lost out on the Heisman Trophy that year to Derrick Henry. Okay, that's how good Derrick Henry was that year. But Leonard Fournette had 1,953 yards and 22 touchdowns.
Oh, man, I still have the Sports Illustrated cover from 2015 with Fournette on the cover, and I realized the article was written by Alan Shipnuck.
Oh.
Cover story.
How about
and,
that?
And by the way, he's no lying. We were talking about that whole year, how he should sit out 2016.
We said it on the air.
On here. Yes. What more could he have done?
And obviously Leonard saw it.
Yeah,
he brought that up.
That's what I said. Like
the whole time, like, why should he, like, why should he
play his junior year?
Yeah, it's stupid.
He has shown what he can do.
Yeah.
Why should he play his junior year? Now, I understand the rule that the NFL has.
About
that
the graduating
you have to play,
class.
Yes, you have to play 3 years outside of your graduation. Yeah. And so many people say it's because the NFL wants to keep college football viable. It's their, you know, feeder system. It's their minor leagues. They don't have to pay a dime for it. But I'll tell you this, and I have spoken to so many veterans, longtime veterans in the NFL. I mean, I've spoken to, talent evaluators who do not have anything outside of just talent evaluation on their brain. They're not talking about, well, the business of the NFL and this and that. They will say over and over and over and over again that the unicorns are people like Fournette. The lion's share, 99% of the rest are not physically ready, mentally ready, and emotionally and mature enough to enter a grown-ass man's league like the NFL.
It's a business.
It's not just a business. They would get their asses handed to them. That most kids are just not equipped for the lifestyle, for the change, and then also just, you know, some 31-year-old linebacker. I mean, like, just perfect example, Bobby Wagner.
Right. Yeah.
You're coming into the league, you're coming off, you know, you're a running back who's 18, 19 years. Like, could you imagine you're a 19-year-old, you're allowed to come in the NFL based on, if they waive this rule. You're 19 years old, and there's Bobby Wagner, Aaron Donald. You're gonna get killed.
Yeah. And Fournette strode on the campus like a grown-ass man at 18.
Now, he's like, different, though. Yo,
yeah.
His high school YouTube highlights, just take a second and watch.
Well, Derrick Henry, too, right?
Yeah, Derrick Henry still holds a lot of the high school rushing records.
Plus, Fournette looked like he was 26 when he was 18, too, you know? Like.
And he is currently 26 years of age.
He's only 26.
Hey, man.
Wow.
So let's say he was able to come out, right, and be in the 2016 draft.
Yes.
Would you have taken him ahead of Goff, Wentz, Zeke?
I wouldn't have taken him ahead of, if you needed a quarterback, you got to go there.
But the Rams,
Zeke is an outlier. The Rams, although I was pounding the table for the Cowboys, they needed Zeke.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I was pounding the table for that too. They definitely needed him. And I think there was like a photograph somebody put out there of Dez, Romo, Witten, and they photoshopped him in as a Cowboy. It was shown to me by Rocky Arsenault, his agent, who's Marshall's longtime agent and presenter at the Hall of Fame. I saw him out and about at the Super Bowl that year. And he showed me, he goes, I know you're talking about the Cowboys should take Zeke top five, but here you go. Take a look at that.
He showed you a picture.
Yeah, he did. And I'm like, did they do that already? That's how real it looked.
Derrick Henry went
45. It made sense.
Well, you know, Rich, I told Chris
But that's just the way that running backs are viewed in this league. Yeah. I mean, Jonathan Taylor lasted to the second round. So that's the way running backs are. Would I have taken him over Zeke? I still don't think so. Zeke at Ohio State was a grown-ass man there. You know that.
Yeah, he was special.
But Fournette was pretty damn special. If he'd come out, he would have been top five, right? I think somebody would have taken him, too.
He might have actually still ended up in Jacksonville. Jalen Ramsey went fifth. Maybe the Jags take him fifth.
Oh, Jalen was pretty damn special, though, at college. Deion was going nuts over him. Nuts at the combine.
It's fun to think about.
Take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. A little What's More Likely. Phone calls and so much more on this Thursday. Fun stuff with Lombardi Lenny. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Just saw a video of Rob Riggle telling a story about getting all over Gene Lamont. Years ago.
We've seen
the old baseball man. He's the third base coach. Amazing. Screaming at Gene Lamont. Just getting on Gene Lamont. Riggle, I'm telling you, man, Riggle and Joe Tess on Holy Moly is just so much fun. Gosh, it's so much fun. We binged most of the season to catch up.
I have them all.
You got to tell him when you see him this weekend that sending the best right here.
Tess might be my new Al Roker this year.
Meaning like tight? You just want to get tight with him?
I'm just going to follow him around until he tells me to leave him alone.
Unless Al Roker is there this year. What happens?
Yeah, I haven't seen him on any list yet.
Any list?
Because if you remember when we all went, Brockman and Al Roker were like
tight.
Close like Starsky and Hutch.
I was trying to get some inside, you know, on Hoda.
Oh, my God.
He is. He really is.
I know that. This is today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at that, you know.
You're ridiculous.
The only bummer is Sudeikis is not going to be there.
Oh, really? Wow, because they're shooting.
In production for Ted Lasso season 3.
Man. Oh, but you know Sudeikis is going to send like an ill video clip, though, right?
Or biscuits.
Biscuits.
Definitely take some biscuits.
Oh, man. Fantastic. Okay. And that's where you will be heading tonight with Sarah to go raise money for Children's Mercy Hospital.
Yes.
In Kansas City, Mercy Hospital for kids. And I'm heading with my kids east. They're going to summer camp.
Love it.
So that's my weekend.
Love it.
I'll be out of the chair tomorrow. It is my birthday tomorrow, 53. I will be 53 years old.
How you feeling?
All 53 years. because I'm taking my kids to camp. No pickleball this weekend. That's just gonna get me. Just gonna get me more ornery, screaming at people to get off my lawn. Because that just makes me an old man.
Not what I said.
Because I don't have my weekly pickleball.
Thank you, Jay Billis.
Jay Billis slagging on pickleball yesterday. Rich, slagging on pickleball.
Rich, there's something
I could beat Jay Billis in pickleball if you want.
He's got the length.
He's long, Rich, and he's an athlete.
The issue with pickleball. For tall people, big time problems. You're supposed to just hit it. If you hit it in the kitchen, you can step into the kitchen after it's bounced. You can get in there, but if you keep it low, it's low is death in pickleball. If you put it high, he can just like
disadvantage
come right down.
6'10".
If you hit it high, it's a problem. Certainly, because if you try to lob it over, it's an issue. But if you go low, it's tough. It's tough.
Rich, you know,
if a man of a certain age.
we talked to you last week. We kind of touched on a pickleball story that you didn't hear.
Uh-huh.
And then I remembered that we never got back around to it.
What is that?
So really quickly, in Pittsburgh, there was a story that a grandmother named Meg Burkhart had sent her daughter a picture.
Mm-hmm.
She went looking for a pickleball game in Pittsburgh,
uh-huh.
went up to a court, found a couple guys, jumped in the game with them.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
She texts her daughter that me and the guy in the green shirt kicked the other two guys' butts. And mm-hmm. then she start wondering why people were asking for pictures. She's like, well, she just thought because she won the pickleball game, that's why they wanted pictures. It turned out that the guy in the green shirt that was mm-hmm. her teammate mm-hmm. was Minka Fitzpatrick.
Hey!
And the guys that she beat were Alex Highsmith and T.J. Watt of the Steelers.
Okay.
And she had no clue who these guys were.
Okay, and they're playing pickleball. They're playing Minka Fitzpatrick is on our radar screen to join us soon. We're going to have a chat.
Yeah, so.
So they're men of a certain age, aren't they, too? Very young. So T.J. Watt's playing pickleball?
T.J. Watt, yep.
Damn straight he is.
Alex Highsmith, another Steeler.
What about Minka Fitzpatrick? Is he playing pickleball?
He and Meg won.
Yes.
Exceptions to every rule, Rich. You can have your Minka Fitzpatrick's. I'll take Coach K.
Look at that. Yes.
And
look
she had
at that.
Rich, no clue who they were. No idea.
So she and Minka?
She and Minka.
Look at her. She doesn't even get up to TJ's shoulder.
Not even close.
And Minka took out Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt.
Yeah, and the text she sent to her daughter was, so I rolled up to North Park tonight to jump in a pickleball game, started playing with these guys, had no idea who they were.
Right.
Last game, the guy in the green shirt and I whooped the other two. Then everyone else there wanted to take our photo.
Yes!
And so her daughter tweeted that out on June the 11th, to which TJ Watt responded, Meg was serving the capital letters heat. We had trouble all day.
I'm telling you, if you get a certain serve hit you in pickleball, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. You would not last very long playing pickleball.
So the winner was of a certain age.
You wouldn't. It's a significant workout. I think you'd tap out.
The court is very small.
Okay, great.
I've never played. I'll beat you.
Great. Ooh. Terrific. Let's do it.
Let's see it.
Let's do it. It's better doubles, though.
Is pickleball one-on-one thing?
Let's do it.
I do not want Mike as a partner in anything.
Let's do it.
He's better than
honestly,
me. I can't do anything.
Honestly, you choose who you want. I'll choose who I want, and let's go. You choose who you want.
You better call Meg from Pittsburgh.
As you know, I have my July vacation coming up. It's Susie's birthday.
Right.
So there'll be you have half of July to find somebody who can play pickleball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I'll find someone.
And let's do it. And we'll record it. And then you will come on the air and recount your ass kicking like you're TJ Watt. Okay. I'll bring my guy.
Who's your guy?
Who will be older than me.
Okay.
He will be older than me.
You have a guy already?
I've got a guy already. Okay. Of course I've got a guy.
Does he walk on your back too? Is there a different
guy? He does not walk on my back.
Okay.
He does not walk on my back. I know exactly who I'm bringing. I will bring him older than me, I think by at least 10 years, kicking your ass.
So obviously I'm going to come to MC this.
I don't know if it's 10 years. I might just have offended the man.
Did you just age him up?
I might have. I don't know.
Lost your teammate.
Rich had a guy.
He has a ringer and he already lost him.
I will find a date where he is free, and then we will come kick your ass.
Oh, man. Yes. I'm here for
you.
You
have to choose somebody, though.
You gonna bet your chain?
I gotta find though. I don't know anyone who plays pickleball.
You know people.
I gotta do some research.
Everybody plays pickleball now, except for people who slag on it because it's a small court.
Or call TJ Watt. See what he's
They call
to.
TJ. That's well, good. You want TJ Watt?
Well, he lost though, so you
Yeah, might, I'd rather have Minka.
You'd rather Minka.
Okay.
Or Meg. I'm telling you, get Meg on the team. She's bringing the heat.
Clearly.
You don't want that smoke.
Great story.
Right?
Great story.
I figured you would like that, and then I forgot that we never got to it.
Great. Let's take a break. We come back. An NFL version of What's More Likely. Who is on your radar screen?
Oh, we're going to talk Brady and Gronk right now.
Great.
Let's go.
A little bit more. You got any more? You want to tease one more? Give us one more.
A team that you like, we might talk about.
Oh, okay. The Cowboys then. Okay. He loves them.
All right. Let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Phone calls as well. Rogue ST Irons from Callaway. Check them out right now. I use them. You will love them just as much as I do. The only irons ever to be made using artificial intelligence on high-strength 450 steel. That's part of the way that Callaway makes sure their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. The Rogue ST irons come in four different offerings, just like the Rogue ST drivers. I fit into the ST Max, designed for the widest range of players, thanks to the old speed forgiveness all-around performance combination. For the low to mid-single-digit handicappers, there's the Rogue ST Pro, gives you the hollow body construction in a sleek, compact player's shape. The Max OS, this is the best game improvement model. That's for high handicappers. Some mid to high handicappers might like it as well. The Max OS lights the most forgiving high launch iron. That's for folks with slower swing speeds. Look, no other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Jimmy in San Antonio, let's take your phone call before we hand things off to Christopher for What's More Likely to take us out. What's going on there, Jimmy?
I'm here to wish you feliz cumpleaños, señor.
Gracias.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
And, hey, becoming your dad, it's okay, man. Just roll with it. You're fine. You don't like pendants. You don't like the little chains. It's okay.
No, it's not. It's got nothing to do. The chains are just a little bit too low rent for what I think the guys should put out there. And they don't. They can't even, Jimmy, they can't even respond as to why they do it. Like, what's the message? Like, what message are they sending? There is no message.
What message do we need?
And then also in terms of, you know, turning into my dad, I think I'm doing that. I think we all do that. It's kind of like that Progressive commercial, right? although, you know, I'm sure I got my dad upset listening to whatever records I was listening to as a kid. None of the lyrics, however, are quite like Lizzo's lyrics in Girls, you know.
Oh, or Katy Perry's.
I had no idea what a CEO was until I listened to that song. So there's that, Jimmy, you know.
Shocking. You didn't know what a CEO was.
I didn't know. I didn't know it existed.
Learn today.
You know, I was today years old. So.
Okay, gentlemen, are we done with the HR complaints on air? That's not Emmy winning material.
Okay.
Y'all looking petty.
Mm. Okay.
I need y'all to tighten that up, Brockman.
Thanks,
head
Jimmy.
Of HR.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got it. I'm on it.
Fair.
I'm on it.
Okay, brother. Now, Arch Manning. Dude, congrats to the T-Sips up in Austin. They got their guy. It's the second royalty quarterback that they had. The first one was Chris Sims, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So, question is, Arch, why did you choose the SEC instead of going to like Pac-12 and dominating that conference? He's not going to dominate SEC no matter how long he stays. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think SEC is man and country, right? Right. So I think that's what calls to him. Maybe were any Pac-12 schools in the mix? I don't know. I don't even know.
He had no choice. He had to go to the SEC.
Okay. Well, then. Grab.
There you go.
Way to go, Cooper's son.
Thank you. Well done, Jimmy.
Cooper's son.
I love how attentive Jimmy is in San Antonio. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Appreciate it. There's Jimmy in San Antonio.
If he had went to ACC or they went to Clemson or even USC, there would have been talking heads, maybe me, maybe Stugatz or Stephen A. Call them soft by running away from the SEC.
One way that if you want to get out of the SEC and make sure that you don't go somewhere soft, you go to Michigan. That would have been great. We'd have taken him.
Yeah, but you're not quarterback friendly.
How do you know that?
Jim Harbaugh,
he's such a non-quarterback
guy. Quarterback prospects under Jim Harbaugh have been awesome.
That's why I would love to get Arch there.
I'm just saying, you know, you go to a kind of a pass-friendly, you know, school.
Mm. Okay, let's get to what's more likely here on the Rich Eisen Show. Christopher, you've got the floor. Hit it. What's more likely?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, we got about 5 minutes. Let's fit it all in.
Let's go fast. Here's one that I thought of. Gronk retired the other day, right? All-time great Hall of Famer. Belichick's going to be a Hall of Famer someday.
Oh.
Tom Brady's going to be a Hall of Famer someday.
Okay.
Who's helped Tom Brady's career more? Who's been more likely a bigger help to Tom Brady, Gronk or Belichick?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Come on, Chris. Come on. I mean,
Bill Belichick never cut no TD pass.
Yeah, it's about.
Bill never ran anyone over on 3rd and 12.
Bill never stiff-armed nobody at the 20. Gronk, carried him in
Gronk,
the end zone.
I mean, if it's Belichick. How's that sound?
Oh, really?
Yes, Belichick's the one who said, you know what? With Drew Bledsoe coming back, I'm still sticking with Tom.
Yeah, but Gronk wasn't there yet.
Twice he gave him the opportunity. Twice he did it. Twice, this whole thing could have been stopped right at the water's edge, Chris.
I'm sure.
Who's the guy who drafted the kid out of Arizona with back problems, and still let him be Gronk? Come on,
know how good he was going to be.
Right? I mean, it still doesn't hide the fact he didn't score 92 touchdowns.
I understand.
Gronk is all I'm saying.
What's more likely? It's not even a what's more likely. That's not even a what's more likely.
You're right, Chris. It's Gronk.
I saw it on Twitter. I wanted to get it out and see what we thought about
okay,
it.
Okay, what do you got?
How about this? Who's more likely the running back you'd want in fantasy this year?
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor or Christian McCaffrey?
I'll go John. Oh, my God. Jonathan Taylor, 100 times out of 100.
One. Really?
100 times out of 100.
Easy one.
I don't trust McCaffrey anymore.
Taylor's been just a one.
Jonathan Taylor's so more than a one-hit wonder. He is more than the own eaters. I'll take that thing he does. What else over there?
Okay, more likely to have a better season with Baker Mayfield, Seahawks or Panthers?
What are you laughing about there? What was that snort in the microphone? That's a good one. That's the best one he's had yet.
I didn't see that one coming.
I'll go with the Panthers. I think they're more equipped to win. Yes, I think they're more equipped to win.
Why?
They've got a better. Even though I just said I didn't trust McCaffrey in fantasy. I think they're better set.
Contradiction.
Roster wise, everything wise. I think they're ready. Yeah, I think they're ready. They're better set. Although, wow. I'll go Seahawks. Now that I am. I'll go Seahawks.
Hey, your best bet would be the Browns because that's
the Panthers,
who Baker's playing
Panthers
for.
Could do, the Panthers could, I think, still have a successful year with Darnold. I don't think they would without him. I don't think the Seahawks would with the current quarterbacks that they have. I think their hopes and opportunities would be appreciably upgraded if Mayfield goes to Seattle. I think Seattle should still be monitoring whatever the hell is happening in Cleveland. That's for sure. What else?
You want to?
I'm not switching anymore. Okay, I've taken my finger off that chess piece.
All right. So they both had 4 wins last year. New York team to double their win total. Giants or Jets?
Jets. Let's go.
Jay.
Didn't you hear the coach earlier this week? Are you kidding me?
I mean, I heard him.
Are you kidding me?
He's the coach.
More likely to come up with 8 wins. Jets, absolutely.
Where?
We're going to beat the Patriots twice.
Are we doing the schedule now?
No, we're not doing the schedule yet.
We're doing the schedule.
Oh, we got time all next
after
week.
After your break?
Tons
after
of real
break?
Estate. Nah, maybe so. I don't know.
Why do I have to give the Cowboys schedule so early and you get right, to push last, the Jets?
I know, we
so.
Still haven't done the pass
you think
yet.
We need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
All right, last one. How about last year's number 2 seed? Who's more likely to jump up and get the bye, Bucks or Chiefs?
Oh, I like it.
Well, that's
Bucks,
a good one, bro.
Bucks. Absolutely, the Bucks. Tom Brady, let's go. Absolutely, let's go.
LFG.
Absolutely, let's go. I will take the Bucks. It's an easier conference. I think they have an easier division. And I think Tom Brady's going to be playing in his last year, and then we're going to all see how that looks.
Last year?
I think so.
Last year with Tampa,
last year with Tampa. Before he goes to Miami.
How about that? Put a little sauce on it. A little sauce.
What is this guy doing?
What's more likely? People who work here, when there's no one else around, will just stop and leave their stuff in the one spot that's the only spot that's on camera behind me here.
I swear, like, there has to be a marker out there.
Is there like a spot like leave your stuff here just to piss Rich off because it's right behind his shot? Because it's like a big old garbage pail during this entire segment. There was a dude here with David Wells and whatever, watering stuff. There's nothing to water. There's another guy right there who's about to walk in a shot.
He just walked away.
He's looking for bugs to go zap.
I mean, I think he heard you
watching the other guy.
Like, you would swear there's a mark out there because it does seem weird how, like they could stop 5 feet each direction.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.